A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 20, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the continuing xenophobic attacks in South Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Now, to express our sense of shock and disgust, our sense of shock, disgust and as we abhor the incident that happened in Durban, the act of treating other Africans in that horrible way can never be condoned by anyone. On our own behalf, and on behalf of SADC, as indeed on behalf of the African Union, that must never happen again. Never happen again in South Africa or in any other country. Our own African people on the African continent must be treated with dignity. Now,
of course, that was President Robert Mugabe addressing Zimbabweans at the National Sports Stadium on Saturday, talking about the xenophobic violence in South Africa.
And Zulu King Goodwill Zwelithini, who is accused by some of fanning xenophobic attacks in South Africa, today called an imbizo in Durban. He called the attacks on foreigners as, quote, vile and wrong. Zwelithini said reports that he called for foreigners to leave South Africa were quoted out of context.
Police in South Africa say about six people have been killed in Johannesburg and Durban so far. The violence is continuing despite calls last week by President Jacob Zuma and all leaders of the country's opposition party to South Africans to end the violence.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also use WhatsApp and send us a message on this number, 1-202-465-0318.
Honguka hama dzadiwa nasi tinoda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve nyaya yekurwiswa kwevanhu vekunze muSouth Africa iri kuramba ichienderera mberi. Kunyange hazvo vatungamiri venyika iyi vari kuti aiwa mirizhonga iyi inofanira kuti inge ichipera. Vanhu vanosvika vatanhatu vanonzi vafa kusvika pari zvino mirizhonga iyoyi iri kuitika. Vanhu vemuSouth Africa vari kuti vekunze ndovamwe vacho vari kuti vari kuyazotora mabasa avo nekudaro vanofanira kuti vabude munyika iyi, asi vamwewo vari kushora zviri kuitwa izvi. Gibbs
yekuhambe zulu kandaba lingalitona njani lapa rikona kona ngapo ke ngemakaya tinangapa siyaphila sibili okwamagama. Ye, simzwile sibili lamhlanje ke unkosi uZwelithini ekhuluma khona ngale ke eDurban Blessing lapha akhulume khona sithi hayi khonoko kuthiwa wakukhuluma ukwenza ukuthi kube lokugijinyiswa kwabantu abokuza eSouth Africa azange akutsho yena. So ke uthi yena nga wakukhuluma nga iSouth Africa singumlota kutsho ukuthi nga singama-ashes void. So unjalo ke uthe lamdla lapha akhulume khona ongani yimpi. Impi yangkhona icelayo yikuthi abantu bethobe inhliziyo, yikuthi abantu bekhumisana umlota, njalo bonke abantu abavele emazweni bangakhahlamezwa. So ke ye uthe ekhuluma khonokho ke sazwa sizwileke ngomgqibelo ngapho ke umongameli Robert Mugabe akade khuluma khona sithi lokho kwenzakala eSouth Africa kungani kuyasoleka kakhulu ngakho kumele kuphele ye siphinde njalo sizwile umongo sethu Buthelezi ekhuluma ngakho futhi sithi hayi Zulu kwandaba khona ngaphe goli yehlisana inhliziyo so kulesicelo esikhulu kakhulu ukuthi abantu bengakhahlamezwa so uthi njengoba elikhophe likhulu ngcono abantu bafumbathe bafake khona mpana igwapela.
Of course, to show that the violence is not ending, just about an hour ago, the Economic Freedom Fighters Party, EFF, that's an opposition party in South Africa, is claiming that one of its members was actually shot when they were in a township called Alexandra, where they were embarking on a door-to-door campaign, a door-to-door anti-xenophobic campaign. I managed to talk to the EFF president, Julius Malema, just a few minutes ago, and I asked him about what transpired in Johannesburg earlier this evening.
Well, our members were protesting in the township of Alexandra, just some few kilometers outside Johannesburg in South Africa, calling to an end to xenophobic attacks on foreign nationals. The attack was aiming at intimidating the membership and the leadership of the EFF from discouraging South Africans from engaging in illegal activities of xenophobia. And when the shooting happened, unfortunately, one of our members was shot on the leg. But that did not deter us because our members became more determined. And we moved from door to door, house to house, speaking to our people and conscientizing them about how xenophobic attacks will discredit the standing of South Africa in the international community. And we are happy that the message was well received, except that one incident.
And what are people saying in South Africa? What were they telling you when you were moving from door to door?
The people in South Africa are saying they've waited for service delivery from 1994, almost 21 years, and nothing is happening. And because there is no proper explanation as to why are they continuing to be in a very miserable situation even after obtaining of political freedom, they are now becoming gullible and even believing stories that no, a government is unable to deliver to them because foreign nationals are taking free houses and the jobs that were ordinarily were supposed to be received by South Africans. So we really tried to explain that there is a problem of job creation in South Africa, which is not caused by foreign nationals, that even if they were to leave, they will remain in the situation they are today. They will remain jobless, they will remain landless, they will remain homeless because the government of the day doesn't care about the people of South Africa. The leadership is self-serving.
What then is the way forward? We saw last week the entire leadership of South Africa trying to come together to end this violence, but it appears it's still continuing.
We hope that we will be able to calm the situation very soon. We have decided to now get ourselves involved and speak directly to our people and not through press conferences and through elite activities.
That there, of course, is the president of South Africa's opposition party, Economic Freedom Fighters. That is Honorable Julius Malema talking about the anti-xenophobic campaign that his party has now embarked on. Gibbs.
Yes, Mzule kakhulu kunapho ke umnumzana Julius Malema ekhuluma ngokwenzakala kunangale ke South Africa. Uthi kona ye bebehamba-hamba bebona abantu emalokishini. Bathi behamba khona ngale kwasekudutshulwa omunye wabo. Dutshulwa nje bazama ukutshela abantu ukuthi hayi, inhlupho zeSouth Africa akusukuthi zenziwa ngabantu bokuza, kodwa zenziwa ngokuthi uhulumende kabaphathanga kuhle. So ukuthi bangaze bekhahlamezwa abantu kuyahlala kunjalo khona ukuhlupheka. So ungani uhlulukelwe futhi laye umnumzana uMalema. Yey, right now I think we've got our two guests lined up right now. We've got Mr. Ngqabuto Mabena, who is the chairman of the organization called Zimbabweans Living in South Africa. Mr. Mabena, good evening and welcome to the program.
Evening. Thanks a lot, my brother.
Thank you so much. We also have Ms. Diana Zimbutsana of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. Ms. Zimbutsana, good evening and welcome to the program.
Evening and thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Let me start with you, Ms. Zimbutsana. What is the situation like now in South Africa?
Well, we were hopeful that the situation might be calm by now after all the sorrow that went through throughout last week. But it hasn't really calmed down. We have received reports of a Zimbabwean woman who was hurt to death as well over the weekend. And we have also received the report of the booing of the Inkatha Freedom Party, the direct leader that was held by King Delisting. And it clearly shows that the mentality of the people has not really changed that much. And people are still walking around with their hearts in their hands, thinking that they might be attacked at any time. So the situation hasn't calmed down at all.
And Mr. Mabena, we heard the king actually making an appeal. Is this going to work?
Well, we don't know if that is going to work for the reasons that we are told that during the Imbizo today in Durban in the stadium, non-Zulu officials that were officiating at that gathering when they were doing prayers were put. For the fact that they are not Zulu. That's the report that you received from the media. If it is correct, then it is very unfortunate because when the king goes to the Imbizo trying to calm down the situation, which in our view he started by those utterances he met some few days ago, and you then have people booing other non-Zulus who happen to be South Africans. What then happens to non-Zulus or non-South Africans? So we are not very sure whether that will address or end the current violence going on. But what we should also note is that this violence, in our view, takes the form which we saw during the Black on Black violence in late 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. And it seems to us that those structures has been reactivated because this violence is concentrated mostly in the hostels. We know that during the dark days of apartheid, the people that were staying in the hostels were seen to be aligned to the IFP. We are not saying it is the IFP, but this is what we have seen because the attack in Alexandra, the people that attacked in Alexandra came from the hostels. The people that attacked in Eastern and in Johannesburg, just outside, around the Denver, they came from the hostel. So the question is, why are they coming from the hostel? Yes, of course, a few days ago, you had attacks from spaza shops in Soweto, which was not linked to the hostel dwellers. But it seems now the people that are in the forefront are people that stay in the hostels. And we're asking ourselves, did the democratic government since 1994 address the challenges that were faced by the people in the hostels? And to what extent have they dismantled those rational forces in our view?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about xenophobic attacks in South Africa, where officials are saying about six foreigners have been killed to date, and thousands have fled their homes and are living in makeshift camps. And of course, there have been attempts by South African officials to end this violence, but it appears it's still continuing. The situation remains fluid and tense. And of course, reports from the Herald are saying that Zimbabwe has repatriated some of its citizens. The report is saying 400 Zimbabweans who were displaced during the xenophobia-motivated attacks in the Chatsworth area of Durban in South Africa left for Zimbabwe last night by road via Beitbridge border post in a convoy of six luxury buses and a haulage truck. And of course, countries like Malawi are also doing the same, Mozambique as well, Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got some messages from people as well. There's so many messages, Blessing. I'll just read one or two. Given rights, I think xenophobia must stop very soon, because what is done by the people of South Africa is not good at all. The nation of South Africa is supposed to be, charged by influencing its people to kill others, like, dogs. So this guy is not happy at all. And then Tatenda writes, this is a very big mistake by South Africans. They should not have done this because we helped them to liberate their own country. So you still remember the war against the colonial regime. I think that's what Tatenda is talking about here.
And we have several messages also on WhatsApp. Nkala says that's barbaric what is happening in South Africa, the killing of fellow Africans. Petronella says xenophobia is a menace and is real. The situation remains tense in areas of high concentration of foreigners, whether residential or business. Even in workplaces, we know locals say nasty things behind our backs and pull long faces at us. Kennedy says South Africans may not be blamed for the violence since it is economically rooted. However, the inhumane treatment offered to fellow Africans is a disappointment. It will compromise South Africa's continental relations. T. Mazura says we as Zimbabweans must stop buying goods in South Africa and act against this xenophobia and not to allow any goods of South Africa to enter Zimbabwe. Landelani says xenophobia is bad and must end immediately. It was never supposed to have occurred. However, the root cause of it needs to be corrected or addressed. And then, of course, many comments. We'll read more comments as we go, Gibbs.
Now, we've got, you still remember today, we ran a story from this opposition party leader. That is the Africa Democratic Party, Marceline Chikasha. She actually accused Zimbabwe for this kind of, issues. So let's talk to Ms. Zimbutsana. You know, there's this opposition leader who said that Zimbabwe is equally to blame for what is happening in South Africa. How true can that be?
How did he say Zimbabwe is equally to blame? If he meant that the country has been failed to be run so properly that Zimbabwe and decided to seek sanctuary elsewhere, yes? I agree, because we would all be in Zimbabwe right now, and some of these things would not be saving us. So, yes, if that is the sentiment that he meant, I agree with him. But we also have to realize that when your house is burning, you have every right and reason to rush to your neighbor's house and ask for assistance. One, to douse the fire. Two, to help rebuild another house so that you can go back. Almost every Zimbabwean that I meet here in South Africa, none of them say they want to live here forever. They all say as soon as our house has been rebuilt, after the burning has stopped, we will go back. Zimbabweans want to return to Zimbabwe. That is our main goal. We want Zimbabwe that is prosperous, that can accommodate us all, that is politically free, that we can go back and rebuild. That is the goal. And for some of us, to come here wasn't a matter of choice. It was a politically motivated thing. So as long as the politics of Zimbabwe is not changed, Zimbabweans will go and seek sanctuary elsewhere. So maybe even by the time people started coming here, remember xenophobic attacks, the other major one happened in 2008. Zimbabweans left Zimbabwe in 2008. They knew that the South Africa way they are going to is also burning. But they probably looked at that fire and realized, well, it's not an inferno. The one that I'm running from is an inferno and somebody is pouring petrol on top of it. I better run to that natural fire because maybe we saw somebody trying to douse it in South Africa. So, yes, Zimbabweans would really one day want to return back to Zimbabwe and rebuild. But South Africa has got to appreciate that is also to blame for Zimbabwe's problems. Because even during the presidency of Thabo Mbeki, he probed the Zimbabwean government. And now President Jacob Zuma came in and thought he was going to be more militant in Zimbabwe. But he changed his heart because he also started having problems in his own backyard. So how does he expect those people who left their house burning to return or to stay silently when their house is still burning and the neighbor is not helping out? He's also looking on and saying, ah, everything is all right. I don't think that's a fire. That's the problem with Zimbabwe right now.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mabena, South Africans are saying, you know, foreigners are taking our jobs, and of course unemployment is around 24% in South Africa. Could this be the problem? The fight for the little resources that are there, especially in high density areas?
The statistics that have been released indicate that 4% of foreigners are employed in South Africa, across the board. And then domestic workers, we have 16% of foreigners who work as domestic workers. So given those figures, I'm not really sure that one would argue and say foreigners are taking people's jobs, because if 4% of the workforce is foreigners and 96% of people that are working are South Africans, there's no argument there. And in any fact, even if that were to be the case, say, if that percentage were to go up, what is the contribution of the Zimbabwe nationals in particular and the other nationals in South Africa in the economy? We are paying taxes every day. We are paying toll gates. You drive from Johannesburg to Musina, you will see how that freeway has been developed over the years and the number of toll gates that are there. You will know that during the Zimbabwean crisis, particularly in 2007-2008, Musina town mushroomed. They're building a beautiful mall there thanks to the Zimbabwean shoppers that cross the border on daily basis to come and spend their monies in South Africa. So there's no way in our view that you can then say Zimbabweans or foreign nationals are taking people's jobs in South Africa. It is not true.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mabena. And Ms. Mbunzana, please do stay on the line. And of course, we'll continue to discuss the causes of that violence, the xenophobic violence in South Africa. Some are attributing it to crime. Of course, some South Africans are saying these foreigners are the ones who are committing a number of crimes in the country and stuff like that. Several issues, really. Regai timboende kune mutereri. Tina Demi Parunare Makadi. Dennis? Mkoma Dennis?
Makadini zenye.
Aiwa, tiri bo. Muri kupi Mkoma Dennis?
Aiwa. Ndizozo. Marwadzo. Nyaya dziri kuitika South Africa.
Ringa gadziriswa sei dambudziko iri uye riri kukonzerwa nei?
Ndine urombo zvikuru kuti hama dzedu dzinenge dziri kukanganwa rubatsiro rwatakadzipa kuti vazove zvavaveri nhasi vakukanganwa chazuro nehope. Zvakadaro, ndinobvumirana na Madam Chikasha Maslin kuti this government of ours is equally to share the blame, because those people are victims of that, of those xenophobic attacks in South Africa. Dai situation yedu munomu, economic situation, ne political situation, dai zvanga zviri zvichene, those people won't be going there to do those odd jobs or odd chores in South Africa. Remember, years back, those people, while we are Kunogo, which dominate Africa in Botswana, which is Utsanga, greener pastures during the apartheid era. You see, but Zinzaga is a pity guka anyway. Nenya Yakusa Fantisa Zaganaka economy, Edumunum. Nenya Yakusa observe my human rights, Edumunum, Obedience in Mab. Right. Here, Urumende, South Africa. Ndinoona ine ruoko mukati mezvizvizvi, because ndakanyatsotarisa uyu maarmed forces ekusouth Africa ndichafananidza neemunomo, hazvaikwanisika kuti zvingaitika semuno muZimbabwe munomo kuti hurumende ingatadza kuhandla violence, ingatadza kuhandla mariots. to shika a spread kune dzimwe nzvimbo. Just like a wildfire, that person, Daimurumun Zimbabwe, was going to be held accountable, that king, very king. Munu anofanda kuongororwa nyange zvake nhasi akusandura matauriro. Tarisa imone kuti iko zvino pave neprocess yerepatriation. Dai hurumende yanga isina chekuita nemhirizhonga izvi, paiva ne this expatriation process here, kana kuti vanhu ivo vaitochengetedzwa vodzokera kumabasa avo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Ngoma Dennis.
Ndinotendawo zvikuru.
Thank you so much.
Nguva yakanaka ikoko.
Aiwa, nemio, of course, what Dennis is saying is that the government of Zimbabwe is partly to blame because, you know, if the economy was firing on all cylinders, there was no reason for Zimbabweans to risk their lives crossing the crocodile-infested Limpopo River, going to South Africa to look for greener pastures.
So she's saying exactly what my Shikasha was talking about, right?
Yes, yes.
So as we're going to get into the Mamos-Muzan, it's been a long time mapena. Gambe, okulunywa ngabantu kono kungathini ngakho ukuthi kungani uhulumende la iphela kungani lapha ke kuyahlupha eZimbabwe.
Uhulumende wangakithi siyakwazi vele ukuthi kuluhlupho, ngoba sizakhumbula kuhle ukuthi ngesikhathi sekahulumende wenkazatho kusukela ku-2009 kusuya ku-2013 i-economy yethu ibisingani iba ngcono. Sibonile ukudla kungena, imisebenzi ingani iba khona, kodwa kuthe kusiba lokhetho lolo kwaqhilwa khona amabandla aphikisana abusa amabandla ama-parties ahamba aya contesta, kungabi nama le implementation of ama electoral reforms. Izanu PF yabuyela futhi embusweni. Nxa ukhangela usukela ku-31 July 2013 usiza namuhla, uzabona ukuthi ama-companies amaningi ayavala kakhulu. Abasebenzi balahlekelwa imisebenzi, abantu abatsha baqede ezikolo behlule ukuthi bathole imisebenzi, bonke bese bebuye South Africa, ngoba umuntu nxa eqeda ukubhala o-level mbusecollege ukudinga umsebenzi ucabanga ukuthi adinge umsebenzi e-South Africa. So ngakuthiwa inotho yethu iphezulu, ngabe malutshwana kakhulu amaZimbabweans abuye lapha e-South Africa, ikakhulu abantu abatsha. So kuqakathekile lakho futhi ukuthi i-African National Congress ingaqhubeki isupporta iZANU PF ngesizathu sokuthi izolo balwe bonke impi bangama-liberation movements. Siyakhumbula ukuthi unobhala jikelelo e-ANC wahamba emhlanganweni weZANU PF ku-conference ngo-2011 wathi bazancedisa iZANU PF inqobe ekhethweni. Yebo, yanqoba iZANU PF, kambe bayancedisa iZANU PF ngezim asset. Siyakwazi ukuthi ezim asset kufana nalesitimela esingelamaviri akulanto ezoyenza. So zathola ke izalwane zeZimbabwe zisiza e-South Africa kumbe siya kwamanye amazwe zidinga impilo.
Siyakuza kakhulu ke mnumzana ungayikatshana. So he's saying that if the economy in Zimbabwe was well and good, you know, people won't be going to South Africa to look for jobs and to make matters worse. He says at one stage the ANC pledged that it was going to help South Africa, ZANU PF, to win the elections. So he says, why are they not helping the same party to you know, to implement Zuma said, you know?
Regati kana kuti sezvo nguva idi yamboti fambei titi Mr. Mabena stay on the line, and also Miss Zimbudzana. Of course, unfortunately for our radio listeners it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. Do you have anyone, Gibbs?
Yeah, no, mnumzana umlilo ungayikatshala baba mlilo siyabuya kukho lapho.
Of course, this is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, stay tuned.